Studying Family Business Histories Helps Understand Their Struggles. By Omar Auf. Family businesses are a driving force of many economies around the world. Some of these businesses have a rich, multi-generational legacy that comes with their names. However, the histories of family businesses is a topic left largely unexplored by both academic circles and business communities, which is why the collaboration between Therawat Family Business Forum, a unique organization in the region dedicated to organizing activities and offering support to family businesses, and New York University Abu Dhabi, NYUAD, is particularly meaningful. The collaboration is called Family Business Histories, FBH, and it is a research project dedicated to mapping family business legacies in the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia, MENASA region, according to the project's website. The FBH project has, at the time of writing, 3 in-depth case studies and various articles published, with more to come, according to Farida El-Agami, General Manager at Therawat, and Isra Majoub, Research Associate at NYUAD. In a webinar hosted by Business Forward, El-Agami and Majoub were invited to a webinar moderated by the AUC's Associate Professor of Management, Randa El-Badawi, as part of a year-long initiative to shed light on family businesses. The webinar was held on March 21 with the purpose of building an understanding of and appreciation for the histories of family businesses. FBH is a unique model, as El-Agami pointed out, as such research projects are typically limited to the academic sphere. FBH, on the other hand, bridges academia through NYUAD with the private sector through Therawat. She explained that very stringent and high-quality research comes from NYUAD while Therawat brings to the fore the practical questions that exist on the ground. Majoub complimented this viewpoint, commending the experience of venturing beyond academia and pointing out that exposure to the private sector has taught the researchers how to frame research in practical ways. The project, at its core, aims to preserve history with a view to inspire future generations of business leaders through historic learning. El-Agami notes, however, that such a task is not so straightforward, as difficult times have led to losses in documentation and interrupted stories. We live in a region where our relationship with history is not an easy one to access, whether it be social or personal or geopolitical, the Therawat GM said. She also described the value and importance of history as underestimated. Because of this, preserving the linear reflection and memory of family businesses becomes doubly important. A global phenomenon. The prevalence and importance of family businesses to the economy is not something limited to the region. On the contrary, family businesses play a major role in the global economy. According to El-Agami, family businesses contribute 70 to 90% of global GDP. In Egypt, this contribution is about 60%, while in the GCC, family-run commercial activities make up 98% of commercial activities in the private sector. Clearly, family businesses are a major force in the private sector. Family businesses are not just small or medium-sized enterprises. Many of them are well-known brands. El-Agami mentions Merck, Mars, Ford, and Samsung as examples. She adds that, in places like Japan, there are lesser-known but very old brands that are over 1,000 years old. Such family businesses, whether young or old, large or small, are very, very important from a societal perspective. El-Agami says, family businesses are pillars of the region's economy in terms of wealth creation, employment, and welfare. She explained that when you combine size and longevity, you create an entire ecosystem that thrives around this family enterprise. The research, methodology, challenges, and more. A lot of the historical research goes into clarifying the future and giving a sense of direction to companies, Majoub said. This process of trying to understand the past is at the heart of this practice and is, according to the researcher, an incredibly difficult promise that cannot be done exhaustively, but is always being worked towards. The project tries to not only create an understanding, but highlight the legacy of family-run business and preserve that heritage and use that to inspire future generations. It gives a sense of identity to family businesses so that they can look back at not only their own history, but also that of those around them, Majoub stated. In short, it forges an otherwise neglected narrative that lends significance in the context of businesses which have faced common struggles. Methodology and case studies. To this end, in the pilot stage of the program, researchers traveled around and interviewed family members from different generations, conducting in-depth case studies focusing on a specific business. Creating a sound methodology that was rigid, neutral, and based on academic standards for oral interviews took time, Majub said. One of the questions that always came up in Majub's research was how to reconcile intergenerational discrepancies, what to do when the grandfather says one thing and then his grandson says another, and how to document that. People can be very sensitive about the history of their own families, stated the researcher. Ella Gamey, on her end, emphasized the importance of avoiding assumptions and being agnostic and neutral when it comes to research questions and outcomes, letting the story unfold organically. She added that in addition to accepting stories as they occur, it's important to contextualize them by looking at what does the story mean for the time, for the context, the geopolitical realities, and the internal culture of the family. In addition to interviews, primary and secondary sources were used to paint a clearer picture and fill in gaps in the history of a family business. Some of the businesses chosen for the case studies were the Jashanmal Group, an Indian enterprise with an impressive history operating in the Gulf, and is currently based in Dubai, the Kuwaiti Al Majdal Group, operating in the logistics sector, NCRWIBA, a huge and well-known name in Algeria, according to Majub. The FBH project also produces an article series, capturing different perspectives in order to escape the isolation in academic journals. In addition, FB conducts tours of archival material gathered at the NYUAD library. Various documents, family pictures, registration licenses, and other things are present for those interested to engage with history firsthand. Majub described the impressive experience as nice to look at and quite nostalgic. She added that it is a testimony to the mentality that is starting to form around this project, where families are starting to trust researchers more and share their family history. Challenges. Among the challenges faced, according to Majub, was a lack of documentation. She explained that this is a topic which is generally not documented, with all documents collected either being primary sources or found by digging deep in the archives. Most topics have pre-existing literature and resources to draw from. This topic has little, she said. Another challenge Majub mentioned is the diversity of documentation languages due to the region's colonial past. Accordingly, the research team has to be equipped for all the possibilities and all cultural backgrounds to ensure access to all research sources. Surprising findings. When it comes to surprising findings, the one most striking to Majub is family feuds, which never cease to fascinate and are often well documented. Another interesting finding is the striking cross-industrial and cultural background similarities between certain families. The context of operations helps show these patterns, as Majub stated that any family which has gone through colonization/decolonization, natural disasters, or difficult moments pretty much behave in the same way. Ella Gamey expanded on this idea, saying that there are different types of entrepreneurships which are observed across generations, with the founders of family businesses having sharing certain behavioral states which are very similar, for example, and the second generation having different shared patterns of behavior. These patterns in the next generations impact future generations, longevity, success factors under duress. Governance and succession. Longevity and success are what family businesses strive for, and they come, in large part, because of effective governance and succession planning. Majub emphasized the role of family bonds for success, saying that families that put the most effort towards maintaining strong ties between family members, very simply put, are the ones very likely to continue and maintain successful succession planning. The researcher stated that they look at mainly three things when assessing success: the business itself and everything that goes into it, the evolution of the business entity since its foundation, the family itself, another key element which is underestimated, contextual events which take place, even if they're not dramatic or major, and how they impact operations, another factor which should not be underestimated. Ella Gamey considered the difficulties of success. It's a very, very difficult thing to take a collective from A to B, whether it's changing management in a corporation or making a family business more aligned. She identified the reason as to why governance and succession planning are so hard. Firstly, because these are multidisciplinary activities which need psychologists, lawyers, economists, and business people, so many things at the same time to manage complex processes. I always get a little upset when we say, oh, family businesses are bad at governance, she said, adding that governance is a complex question. Psychological events and trauma hinders our ability to work together, according to Majub. It's very difficult to work together when we're traumatized, Majub said, adding that we underestimate the effect of trauma in our region and have to take it seriously.
When family business governance and succession planning are pulled off well, however, longevity and success are likely.
Ella Gamey gives value to longevity by stating that it's something beyond work and simple attachment to the workplace, and that when you're part of a family business you tend to stick around longer than usual. However, Ella Gamey warns against longevity for its own sake, explaining that family members can't force other family members to be there if they don't want to, and that forcing people into a mold which isn't their own is a recipe for failure. Instead, we should prioritize the health of the family, health of the business, and impact on the community. Luckily, according to Ella Gamey, there is now more and more research on the emotional wealth of family enterprises, asking more questions about well-being and mental health. These questions are of a more complex nature when it comes to family businesses, according to Ella Gamey, as family business leaders are often faced with a sense of loneliness stemming from the heavy burden of responsibility that they feel they must carry alone. Research is starting to slowly take a more holistic view. The Therawatt manager noted that a comforting result of this research is finding out that family businesses share the same struggles. One of the participants once told me, "You know what? It actually feels less lonely now because I know that we're all struggling with the same questions," Ella Gamey said. The plan here on out, according to Majub, is to scale up the quantity of research output, covering a larger number of family businesses with collections documenting their journeys and complemented by community input from businesses, the wider community, researchers, and others. In other words, the plan is to shed a bigger light on family businesses, inspiring, showcasing legacies and heritage, and highlighting common struggles, making family businesses feel a little less lonely.